With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Strong message from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Chief Justice John Roberts is warning personal criticism of federal judges is dangerous and it's got to stop. President Trump has been critical of judges who don't rule in his favor. Just days ago, the president called a federal judge who ruled against the administration wacky, nasty, crooked, and totally out of control. In a speech at Rice University in Houston, Roberts was careful not to single out anyone or mention any names. He says criticism of judicial opinions comes with the territory, but it's different when the criticism moves away from legal analysis and becomes personally directed hostility. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump is pushing back against claims by the director of the National Counterterrorism Center concerning the motivations for the Iran war. In announcing his resignation Tuesday, Joe Kent claimed Iran posed no imminent threat to the United States. President Trump quickly disagreed.
And I always thought he was a nice guy, but I always thought he was weak on security, very weak on security. I didn't know him well, but I thought he seemed like a pretty nice guy. But when I read his statement, I realized that it's a good thing that he's out, because he said that Iran was not a threat. Iran was a threat. Every country realized what a threat Iran was. The question is whether or not they wanted to do something about it.
President Trump, meanwhile, delaying a diplomatic trip to China after he pressured Beijing and other world powers to form a military coalition to protect the vital Strait of Hormuz. The president now says he will go to China in maybe 5 or 6 weeks instead of at the end of this month. Another deep loss for Iran. Israel has killed 2 more senior Iranian security officials. This is SRN News. Make no mistake about this, Americans are no strangers to prayer.
According to a Pew Research Center poll, 44% of adults in this country say they pray every day. Another 23% petition God weekly or monthly. On the other hand, 32% of Americans say they pray seldom or never. This survey is one of many that seem to indicate a kind of schizophrenia in the U.S. spiritual makeup these days. Fewer people say they care about Christianity or any kind of religious faith, and yet many are still asking God for things on a regular basis. Michael Harrington reporting.
One of the hottest tickets in Rome this week, a 4-lecture series on the Antichrist being given by Silicon Valley tech billionaire Peter Thiel. Thiel is not a theologian. He's co-founder of PayPal, and he is openly homosexual. Some faith leaders are questioning his authority to lecture the Holy Bible. This is SRN News. March Madness is underway, and that means a lot of people will be doing a lot of wagering and a lot of losing, too. The gambling industry will be active. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
The men's and women's basketball tournaments generate more wagering than any other event in the United States. The American Gaming Association estimates a record $3.3 billion will be legally bet on the games this year. The tournaments will tip off just 2 months after federal prosecutors announced criminal charges in a point-shaving scheme that allegedly involved 6 fixers, 17 former players, and 4 players who are active with their teams this season. Players are warned about associating with people seeking inside information about their teams or offering enticements to shave points. I'm Mike Hempen.
More details at srnnews.com.